The County Commissioners is back. It's Thursday, August 1st, 2024. I'm here with Commissioner Brooks. I'm Commissioner Van Beek. I'll be chairing this meeting this morning. Jen and Ross is doing our deputy clerk duties. We're joined by Yvonne Baker and Kelly George from Indigent Services. And you have a proposal for us.
Yes, Madam Chair, if we could maybe take up the burials, cremation.
Yes, that sounds good.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I bring before you today case number 2024-30, 2024-31, and 2024-32. All these individuals meet the eligibility criteria for the county to pay for their cremation, and we'd ask the board to issue decisions of approval. Thank you.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the expenses necessary for cremation for applications 2024-30, 2024-31, and 2024-32 as presented.
I will second the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Me?
Okay.
So regarding case number 2010-1009, our office received an application requesting that the lien amount be reduced so that the applicant can pay that prior to the closing of his loan. He is attempting to purchase a new home. He is currently renting. The county, on his behalf, and the catastrophic fund paid a total of $60,758.85. To date, the applicant has made payments totaling $6,200 for a balance remaining of $54,558.85. The date of his last payment was July 27th of 2022. Per the applicant and the information he provided, he and his wife were going through a divorce at that time. He had been making payments, but it slipped his mind that this debt existed. He moved, did not provide an updated address, and so those statements were continuing to go to an address. I don't know if that address was still his ex-wife, and so it wasn't until recently that we were able to verify his new address. So that's the reason why his last payment was in 2022. The loan amount for this purchase is $439,000. They are attempting to close on August 6, 2024. However, this lien is an issue. The applicant is proposing payment of 30% of the outstanding amount, which is $16,367.66. He has assets in his checking account, funds of $11,010.80.
Madam Chair.
Commissioner Brooks.
So how is this proposed reduced payment going to be paid?
He likely plans to pay by personal check, although we would require a cashier's check. Typically on a personal check, we would wait 10 days for it to clear. But in this situation, he would need to issue a cashier's check in order to release those liens.
So that would, I'm going to do the reverse math on here. He would issue a check to the county for $38,191.19.
No? No, he would. He wants to pay the $16,367.66.
Oh,
yeah, the amount that you just came up.
Oh,
as full payment for the.
I misunderstood that. I'm glad I asked for clarification. And when the way that was worded, proposed reduced, I read that as amount. So he would be giving us more than.
Yes.
He was, yeah.
I apologize.
No, it's fine. We just clarify on the record. And I want to go over the the indigent program. We don't facilitate this anymore. It's moved to the state of Idaho. But we used to regularly put on the record that if people were in a medical crisis and or for whatever reason, they couldn't afford to pay, the county extended a loan. It is a loan. It is not, and it is taxpayer money that is used to fund these amounts to help people in need. And if I'm not saying this correctly, please help me.
You are correct.
And so we have in the past for certain circumstances, and they were different than what I'm seeing today. Commissioner Brooks, I would have a hard time forgiving two-thirds of this with the assets that are listed on this balance sheet.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
It says the ex-spouse remains obligated for outstanding balance, so does this let the ex-spouse off the hook if we take this $16,000 as well? Right now, is she paying anything on whatever she's responsible for as well?
No.
Yeah.
And Commissioner Brooks, the other part of that, if the county chooses a no action on this, the lien, maybe you could walk us through that process, because as a renter, we basically, maybe we have UCC filings, I don't know, but the lien, would it be transferred as a second or a third on the property if we don't release this?
So, Madam Chair, Commissioner Brooks, the current liens against the applicant is a county blanket lien. He has no real property, so it's not against a home he's renting.
Right.
So it's a what we call a county blanket lien, and also a UCC state lien for personal property. And so those are the two liens that exist. Per the loan terms, he cannot have any existing debt or liens that follow him or are attached to the home. And so that's why he is attempting to get this paid. Because normally we could, maybe attach to the new home a lien.
Right. That's what I was going to ask.
Enter into a consensual agreement to lien the new home. But in this scenario, the lender, for the loan terms, it won't allow for a lien to attach to the home.
So I'm going to say that back to you. There are lending institutions that could construct a contract that would allow us to place a lien on acquisition of a home. This one just doesn't want to.
Exactly. It's the type of loan. I believe it's a FHA.
Madam Chair, I'm not in favor.
Okay. And that, I would support that, because I don't feel that I have the liberty to speak for the taxpayers that funded this originally. And so this is a tight year. There is no repayment enforcement on this, but the obligation does stand, and where he could potentially acquire a loan that would include this as an obligation, they do have to come and present and receive approval from a Board of County Commissioners, and there is a good faith statement that that will be repaid at some point in the future. So I think we're ready for a motion, unless you have anything else.
I just have a question as far as consideration for a reduction. Is it the board's decision that the full amount be paid and there not be any type of reduction, or is there still the ability to consider a reduction?
Madam Chair, I would consider something, but I'm of the opinion that the first proposal is not necessarily the one that you can afford to make. So I think considering that they have applied what looks to be in a very tight window for what they would like to, when they would like to close on the mortgage, I think they might get a little more creative.
So that's direction.
I would entertain it.
Yeah, for our indigent staff to go back and say a different proposal, or what are the options that you come up with for, because we would be carrying 2/3 of the write-off.
Right, and typically in situations like this, a lot of times the payment of our lien can be wrapped into.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I did, I tried to get some information from the title company, because they were the ones that initially sent a payoff request to our office. And so I did speak with them yesterday about having this as part of the loan. And the applicant came back and said this will not be a part of the loan. And so I do believe that there's probably some options there.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I move that we deny case number 2010-1009 in the, I guess, the application of a reduced payoff as presented.
I will second that with the discussion that the Indigent Services Director goes back and presents options on how to move forward, and thank you for exploring that. That really is the best option, to wrap that obligation into that mortgage and pay it out over time. So that's not in our control. He does have options as well, but he can figure out what he'd like to do.
Okay.
All right. And I do need to call for the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Thank you.
Adjournment?
Yes. And did you have something to adjourn? This meeting stands adjourned.